Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning and is expected to adopt the proposed fiscal year budget, a budget of just over $305 million, but with a reserve far below normal at just over $1 million. There were several budget adjustments made in the past month, including one-time expenses for upgraded software and upgraded security at the county jail. The board will also hear a quarterly update from the Betty Chin Day Center, including an updated count of the number of homeless in the county, the services offered through outreach efforts, and the number of people assisted through the center's programs. Dave Silverbrand has an update on a fatal traffic collision.
Authorities have identified Camille Rand, 26, of Arcata, as the victim of a fatal one-vehicle crash in Red Crest. Rand was passenger in the pickup truck driven by Jonathan Rosales, 36, of Bayside. The California Highway Patrol said that he was driving south on Highway 101 in Red Crest when he lost control of his truck and it rolled down a small embankment. Camille Rand was ejected from the truck and suffered fatal injuries. Russell Green, the other passenger, suffered minor injuries, was treated and released. Rosales, the driver, suffered major injuries and was airlifted to a Santa Rosa hospital. He's been charged with felony driving under the influence. None of the occupants in the pickup truck was wearing a seatbelt, according to the CHP. Dave Silverbrand for KINS News.
The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 25-year-old Eureka resident Patrick Rector, who is suspected of threatening his sister's boyfriend with a knife and then stealing her car as he fled the scene from a residence in King Salmon on Friday evening. Rector is an adult white male, 5'5", 165 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Rector is accused of entering his sister's residence, pulling a knife and threatening her boyfriend, a man with whom he's had an ongoing dispute. Rector then allegedly left the scene in his sister's car, which was later recovered, along with a fixed-blade knife. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Today, the minimum wage in the state of California increases to $9 per hour, the first increase since 2008. Today's minimum wage increase is the first in a stage of increases over the next 4 years. The minimum wage will increase to $11 per hour in 2015, $12 in 2016, and $13 in 2017. After that, it will be tied to the rate of inflation for any increase. Congressman Jared Huffman has sponsored a bill that he and other co-sponsors argue will save the Federal Highway Trust Fund and prevent multinational corporations from avoiding paying taxes. The bill would prevent U.S. corporations from announcing their American citizenship to avoid paying taxes and would place those funds in the Highway Trust Fund, which could be broke by the end of August if nothing is done. The Highway Trust Fund is used to repair and maintain roadways across the nation, and if passed, the bill could raise billions of dollars over the next decade, according to Huffman's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In what has been described as a possible suicide by cop attempt, sheriff's deputies arrested 57-year-old McKinleyville resident Richard Cotherman after he threatened an employee at Whitethorn Construction in Whitethorn. Cotherman told the employee he had explosives in his vehicle and would set them off. He also made indications that he had a firearm and threatened the employee several times before the employee managed to flee inside. When deputies arrived on scene, Cotherman surrendered without incident, reportedly telling the deputy that he had planned on suicide by cop, but changed his mind once the deputy arrived on scene. Cotherman was booked into jail on several charges. The sale of safe and sane fireworks began on Saturday, and local fire officials want local residents to use extreme caution as we head into the 4th of July holiday. Safe and sane fireworks are the only legal fireworks that can be bought and sold, and the only fireworks that have passed inspection to meet state standards. On Saturday, Fortuna Police, Cal Fire, and the Sheriff's Office confiscated more than 2,300 pounds of illegal fireworks in Lolita, fireworks that were being sold in the county. With extreme drought conditions, both fire and police officials are asking that the public use only approved fireworks and do so in a safe and sane manner. A reminder that the CHP Area Office will host a career seminar tonight from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock at the Fire Training Center on I Street in Eureka. The seminar will provide applicants with an overview of the recruitment process to become a CHP officer and outline the necessary requirements needed to begin the process. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.